Hey guys, it is I, KCMY, and my co-host for tonight's episode will be Rio.
Hello.
Rio and I are going to be working on The Sea Beast. The Sea Beast. First things first, story. You go first.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was a little slow in the beginning. I didn't really start enjoying it until like halfway through. I thought the ending was really strong.
I can feel that. I can resonate with it. Like it was a slow crawl. Mm-hmm. Because then we're all of a sudden having to, excuse the sound guys, we're like all of a sudden having to go from, oh, this is a little girl, to we now understand what hunters do, to, oh shit, this is all a lie. Mm-hmm. Which is, of course, you guys understand. There's no need for spoiler alerts. You guys understand it. So, like, story-wise, I agree. It started slow, but it was a really good story. Acting. I forgot that Carl Urban was the main character of the whole movie. And Jack Gleason is actually awesome as a, like, vocally. He's fucking awesome. I didn't even realize he was in it. He's the other guy. He's the one that Carl Urban's character looked up to with the eye patch, who was trying to kill the big red one in the beginning.
What?
You know Jack Gleason though, right?
From Game of Thrones?
No, from... I'm trying to think. He was in Bruges. He was also in Kings of New York. I'm mixing him up. It's not Jack Gleason.
I was like, that didn't sound like him.
Not him. His last name is Gleason, but he's like fiercely Irish. Oh, wait. Scratch that. It's Jared Harris. That's who I was listening to. That's who I heard.
I was like, God, didn't sound like him.
Thank you. For sure. But yeah, acting-wise, Jared Harris and Carl Urban, I heard them nonstop. It was worth it. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I thought they did really well. I liked Carl Urban. I felt it. I vibed with him.
Of course.
His character resonated with me. I liked his growth.
Definitely love the growth. I agree there. Like, as out of the, all the characters, mm-hmm. he was the one who was willing to like change. Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't take him that long. Like, he grew up hating it because of, you know, everything that happened with him, and then living that life, and then he meets this little girl, and he's like, I hate kids.
Pretty much. I fucking hate kids. You're promoting this really romanticized version of what the fuck we do, mm-hmm. to like looking full out ridiculous and not being super mad about it, but just like, oh, I am being ridiculous. This mm-hmm. is actually worth it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Costuming wise, I mean, we really can't go any deeper on the costuming. I love all of the pirate beard nature of it all. Mm-hmm. I just like pirates in general. That's just me. I like how it kind of contrasted between, like, the royalty, quote-unquote. They were royalty, but they don't count because they were shitty people. Basically lying to everyone and had, like, whole families murdered because they wanted to clear the seas, but...
It's just greed.
Straight-up greed. Pretty typical greed. That was evident in mm-hmm. their clothing. And I guess, I'm not going too deep in it because it is animated, but I love the fact that, like, because Carl Urban and our little girl was, like, at sea, it didn't look like they were dirty, but you just forgot that they were because mm-hmm. it still looked all clean and neat. Yeah. And they didn't look like they were stranded on an island somewhere. They looked like they took care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't got much to say on costuming. It's really hard because
it's animated.
It's animated. Can't really go too deep. Music wise, though, how you feel? And costuming, because I skipped.
Honestly, I don't really remember the soundtrack, and I watched it twice because I fell asleep in the middle.
This is good. This is good. Honesty is good. I live for it. I was gonna literally say, I love this, just pirate chanties and how they just sing them out.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of like typical, oh, we're excited, this is a really tense moment, I can't knock it. It's not bad. It's not like stand out. Like, I don't know. It's not Interstellar, but fuck, it was decent, and it wasn't distracting, and it wasn't like one note, like really shitty Hulu movies are.
Mm-hmm.
That are like Hulu originals that are trying to be scary, but they fail at it. I did a couple episodes of those. You can tell it's crazy one note, and it's those you would fall asleep on for sure. I fell asleep on them. Cinematography. Again, it's animated, but I loved it. Oh.
Go ahead.
Did you see the nightmare fuel scene that I was telling you about?
The nightmare fuel scene? No, maybe.
The one where they were like in the water after they try to like kill the red beast.
Oh, and then it drags them down?
And it drags them down, but then like they're swimming towards each other, look at the water, and they turn, and the little girl points right at it, and he's just standing there like staring at
him. Oh, gosh, yep.
That shit was like...
The part that got me was where he goes down, the captain, and he goes in and he does what he does, and then he's swimming back up, and then the fucking tentacle wraps around him, and he just pulls him down, and he's just like, oh, shit. And then, you know, he comes to on the deck, and he's just like, oh, my God. That's nightmare for me. That's frightening.
I agree. I totally forgot about that part. That is, like, fucking nightmare fuel.
And the chance of this dude, like, surviving because... They don't know CPR, my guy. They don't. How all of a sudden you just slap them a few times or what? We don't see that part. Like,
right.
All of a sudden it's just he opens his eyes and they just stare at him like, oh damn, you was just dead.
Right. Like we put quarters on your face, man. Mm-hmm. Like we called it. That, and I'm thinking about it now. The sea witch was also like high key, kind of creepy. Like, I didn't like how her giving this guy this newfangled gun was sort of like a Faustian deal thing.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you're going to pay in some and then way.
With everything. I'm like, what is everything?
Right. Like,
what do you want? Is this like you're going to call in a debt later and, you know, he's got to do what you got to do or what?
Right. Like, do you want my ship? Because that's like the most valuable thing I have.
And then there was no closure on that. Like, did she get anything?
Right.
What happened? All of a sudden, everybody's like, yeah, monsters. Leave them alone.
Everyone was uneasy about working with her, but no one... But then there was no justification for it. Like, his hand, his other hand didn't shrivel up or some shit. Because that's what I thought was going to literally come up. I thought that's what was going to happen.
And then what I didn't like was, okay, so they shoot it. And then they pull it out and they just throw it back into the sea. Like, you're not going to, like, reload that bitch for the next one. You're just super poison weapon. We're just going to shoot one time. And then we can't even, like, put it back and give it to her whole. I'm like, oh, thanks. Here you go.
Right. Right. Can't give it back.
Can't use it again. It was only one shot. You had it. You could have saved it. Could have reused it.
Could have reused the damn thing. Could have remolded it from the fallen piece. Mm-hmm. You could have done a fuck ton of things with that. Now that I'm really thinking about it, that's a good point. And she only gave him the one arrow. So this is a big ass useless fucking thing now. Because he done thrown it in the water. Oh my God. I also, thinking about that, that's like in the same vein. This little girl had the storybook talking about all of this is a lie and threw it on top of the sea beast, like, on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't pick it up again. Like, is this thing, like, drowned now because he moved?
Huh.
Is this what's going to happen? I feel like there's going to be a two, and it's going to be, I feel like there should be a two, but then I say that about a lot of movies these days, because it just feels like no one really leaves any of the shit alone anymore.
They leave everything a lot open-ended.
Yeah, like...
for the possibility of a part two, but they never really go back to it until it's like 20 years later.
Right.
And then you're like, ugh, guys, why do you keep doing this?
Why? Like Jurassic World, not even going to get into that, but...
Oh, what do you mean? That shit was dope.
What the fuck you... It could have been at Universal. We did not need that as a movie. It could have been a Universal ride.
Still can be a
like, fuck it. I love the movie and this. Oh my god.
Sorry.
It's all good. Now, cinematography and as well as our little nitpicks parts of it, it's a decent movie.
It was alright.
It was alright. It's like a lot of open ended things. We don't have closure, but then again, it's like we don't really need it. There are also random, like, ads for it everywhere. So I'm thinking, like, it was supposed to be really good.
It was okay. For me, that's like a one-and-done movie. For me, I feel like it doesn't have any rewatchability. Like, I watched it once part of the way through with my son. And I was like, eh. Like, it didn't capture me. And then I watched it the second time. And I got about 50% through of it. And then I fell asleep. And then I watched it again this morning, and I was like, yeah, I didn't really miss anything. I mean, like, the ending was good. The ending was good, but, like, up until then, I was kind of like, eh, but you gotta get through, like, 40 minutes of it before you're like, okay, cool.
Here stuff. Right, we're here. This is awesome. Great ending, but meh.
Yeah. I'm not gonna watch it again.
Yeah.
My son hasn't even watched it again.
Yeah, that's the other thing I'm starting to realize now. Like, kids' movies don't feel like they're made for kids anymore. Mm-mm. It's like that for this movie and The Bad Guys with Sam Rockwell. That also came out in theaters a while back. Anyway, that's really what we got for this one. You guys check it out. Tell us what you think. It's on Netflix, exclusively on Netflix. Thank you guys for listening.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.